for their good and love. Amen? And so God's saying, look, when you get corrected, when things don't go your way, when everything seems to be falling apart, I just want you to stop a minute and turn and face me and say, okay, I'm not going to be wise in my own eyes. I'm going to acknowledge you, all right? You, it's like you win, but the truth is when he wins, we win. Isn't it awesome to have a God who even Old Testament compares himself to a natural father? And he says, look, it doesn't matter if your whole culture doesn't correct anymore. I'm not changing because of your culture. I'm a God that corrects. I'm a God that when things, when you don't have that peace, when you're not, when doors are not opening, when things aren't working, God is saying it is time to come and have a chat. It's time for you to come and lay everything down and let me talk to you. Let me show you. It's time to open your Bible. Because everything God does, if you're a good parent, and I know we got a lot of good parents in here. I know we got a lot of fathers and mothers in here who really, maybe we've done a lot of things wrong, but we've done a lot of things right. Amen? But even when we've done things wrong, we did them with the right heart, most of us. I don't think overall anyone here beats their kids out of anger or we got a class for you, okay? Get a teaching series. But even that we have this heart, we don't want them to turn out wrong. We want things to be okay for them. We want this and that. And if you learn to be led by God, you realize sometimes you got to step back and not enable their bad behavior because they'll never learn. They'll never learn to make good decisions. They'll never learn to trust God. They'll actually be rebellious against you. But if we have the right heart, we recognize we need to give a little, let them go a little bit here, but then be here when they fall. Wait till they ask. You can't jump in. You shouldn't jump in the minute your child has a problem, especially if they're older, and try to fix it. Sometimes you need to wait till they really come back humbled and ask you, man, I missed it here. I need some help with some finances. I missed it here. That's what God does. He waits till you ask, seek, and knock. He doesn't jump in and try to fix everything. Whoa. So that you never have to humble yourself and come and ask. That's good parenting. What God does is good parenting, okay? And we're his kids. What God does in his word is good parenting. He knows they need to hit a wall and then come and ask. Not, ha, 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 ha. God never's like, ho, 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 I'm glad I finally won. God doesn't see it as he wins when you humble yourself. God sees it that his love has drawn you. Now he can help you. Now he can teach you. Now he can change things in your life. Amen? He's so awesome, you guys. He's an awesome, wonderful, loving Father God. We have an awesome Savior, an awesome Lord, an awesome Jesus who leads the way, who fellowships with us. And we have the wonderful Holy Spirit inside of us who's not going to leave us nor forsake us, who's going to direct us, who's going to not give up on us, who's going to continually with full faith know that we can get totally free and be who God's called us to be. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, even in the way a father corrects his son whom he's pleased with. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gets understanding. You want to be happy? You don't find it in pills. You don't find it in alcohol. You don't find it on the internet. If you want to be happy, not this isn't joy. This is happy, happy. This is like, I just want to have a happy moment. I just want to feel good. I'm not talking that deep joy that gets you through hard things. I'm talking about plain out happy. Happy is the man who finds wisdom from God and the man who gets understanding from God. Happy. If you're frustrated, which means you can't control a situation, God doesn't want you to control anything. He wants you to let him be in control. If you want to be happy, is there anybody who wants to be happy? We've learned about joy. I want to be happy. God says, if you get my wisdom and you get my understanding by trusting me, acknowledging me, and leaning on me, you're going to be happy. You'll be so happy. You'll get to go bowling if you want. You'll go to a movie, happy, happy, get on a boat, go golfing, whatever it is, go on a cruise. Yay, happy. God's cool with happy. Happy's not a worldly thing. Happy's just this is fun. I like this. He says, for its profit is better. So wisdom and understanding from God is better than the gain of silver and better than the increase of fine gold. It's more precious than rubies, and all the things you can desire are not compared with the wisdom and the understanding of God. No money in the world, No wealth in the world, no riches in the world are even close to how happy you will be if you learn to get God's wisdom and understand God and his ways. That sounds like a pretty great deal, doesn't it? It's like, God, that's what I want. Everybody's chasing happy the wrong way. They're trying to get rich. They're trying to get this. They're trying to get that. God says, no, no, no. If you get my kind of wisdom from me, and if you get understanding from me, you're going to be happy. You're going to be happier than the richest person out there, and you're going to have peace. Now, this is about wisdom and understanding from God. Wisdom and understanding of God, well, it's length of days in her right hand, riches and honor in her left hand. I believe the reason it's called her here is because Holy Spirit has a lot of attributes that we see in what God has given to women and the way they think and the way they organize things and put things together. And so we see the word wisdom is referred to as female. Okay, guys, get over it. It's all right. You got a lot going for you in the Bible where Jesus is a guy, Holy Spirit's Father, you know, give us women a little bit of wisdom knowledge here. Quit, stop listening to your wives and realize, well, God's given her some revelation and some wisdom. So he says, it's so awesome to find this gift that the Holy Spirit brings, this gift of wisdom. Behave, Gary, this gift of wisdom and this gift of understanding. Jehovah founded the earth by wisdom. Look at this. Okay, first, wisdom. It'll increase how long you live. It'll increase your riches. And it'll increase your honor. God's wisdom will give you longer days. It will give you riches. It'll give you honor. Her ways are pleasant. Her paths are peaceful. She is a tree to life to the ones that lay hold of her. And happy are the ones holding fast to her. You're like, how do I get this? Holy Spirit lives in you. He has wisdom and understanding. He wants you to just come and hang out. Read his word. Ask him to teach you. Don't lean on your own understanding. Get a hold of this. He wants you happy. Sometimes you think, God just doesn't want me happy. Yes, he does. Jehovah founded the earth by his wisdom. He founded the heavens by his understanding. The depths were broken up by his knowledge. The clouds dropped down the dew. My son, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and judgment, and they shall be life to your soul, grace to your neck. And neck usually represents authority, that there'll be the grace of God and the authority that you have. Then you shall walk in your way safely. Your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you shall not dread. You shall lie down and you will sleep sweetly. You won't have to take sleeping pills. You won't have to go to counseling to be able to sleep. What you need if you have trouble sleeping, if you go to bed with dread, if your brain starts racing around with all the things you have to do, God says, spend time getting wisdom from me and getting understanding from me. It's real. He says in scripture, anyone who asks for wisdom, he will give it to you. It might be in the middle of the night, you just get an idea of something you've been struggling with. Someone will just come along or something will happen and you'll get just the right article and the answer's right there. And then don't acknowledge God brought it. You acknowledge God, you put him in charge. Then acknowledge he did it, okay? Acknowledge he did it. He likes that. He likes us to know he's doing this for us. He goes on. When you lie down, you shall not dread. You shall lie down and you will sleep sweetly. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor the destruction of the wicked when it comes. For Jehovah shall be at your side. He shall keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power of your hand to do it. God says, I'm going to give you wealth. I'm going to give you these things. When you have that and you can do good to someone and you can help someone and you can minister to someone, just do it. Just do it. Don't withhold that from people. Just do that. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back again, or tomorrow I will give when you have it beside you. Do not plan against evil against your neighbor, since he lives securely by you. Do not strive with a man without cause if he has done you no harm. Do not be envious of a cruel person and choose to live his ways. For the perverse one is hateful to the Lord, and his intimacy is with the righteous. Those who live in a perverted lifestyle, the word pervert means against the ways of God. Those who come against the ways of God do not have intimacy with God. God says, for those who will do things my way, I'll have intimacy with you. I'll have a relationship with you. I will make myself known to you. You guys, there's nothing greater than knowing God. There's no greater peace than knowing God. And that in itself should make you hate perversion. That in itself should make you say, you know what? This habit I have, or this way I look at things, or that's perverted. It's against God's ways. It's against God's ways. Therefore, it blocks intimacy with God. I'm going to do things God's way, and I'm going to have intimacy with God. I'm going to have relationship with God, a powerful, divine relationship with God. How awesome is that? The curse of Jehovah. Now listen, there's a curse from the Lord that's on the house of the wicked, but there's blessings to those who are just in the sight of God. Those who hang out with God, walk in his place, do things his way, he pours out blessings. Those who are living wickedly, those who are coming against God, those who are doing things their own way, there's a curse there. I've been praying, Lord, break any curse that's even over my house from who's lived there in the past. We need to take this cursing and blessing seriously, because what a curse is, it's a release of demons. A curse is a release of demons to attack. It's the loss of divine protection. Blessing is angelic hosts surrounding everything you do and where you go, and fighting in the spirit realm for you. I want to live in blessing. Amen. Surely he scorns the scorners, but he gives grace to the lowly. The wise inherit honor, but the fool lives in shame. And so as the Lord is giving me the scripture along with Philippians 4, go study Philippians 4. It's awesome. A teaching will be out sometime next week probably, but and we'll finish it on Tuesday night. But in Philippians 4, he talks about think on things that are lovely, things that are pure, things of good report. What the Lord is talking about in Philippians 4 is do not think on the negative things. The enemy will bring things into our life to keep us focused on the bad, focused on the negative. And he'll steal your joy. He'll steal your peace. He'll keep you in worry. When you focus on the negative, and I'm not saying there aren't negative things, okay? How many know that's delusion if you think there's no negative things? There's a lot of negative things. Bible says as we get closer and closer to the last days, there's going to be more negative things. I don't care what anybody else is preaching. I prefer the Bible, amen? So as all these negative things are happening, he says in Philippians 4, think on things that are lovely. And let me finish with that. Let's just go to Philippians 4. I'm not doing the whole thing. I did that Tuesday. I just want to do that one scripture where he tells us what to think on. And then that's his command. He's telling you to do this. He's not asking you to do this. He's telling you to do this. We need to get free from rebellion. So when God tells us to do something, we do it.